Welcome to the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast. Our host, Oscar Endermo, will together with guests share proven, tested strategies for improving your life and business. At the end of each episode, you will learn how you can use technology to implement those strategies into your daily life. We want to help you bridge the gap from inspiration to implementation.
Welcome to another episode of the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast. In this episode, you will hear from me. So it's just some reflections from the past year from myself, and some thoughts about the future, where we're going, and yeah. So just some rants from myself. Recording this from the balcony in Stockholm, and it's actually quite a nice day. One of the first warm days here in Sweden. Warm spring days. So, and when I say warm, that I mean that today we had like 17 degrees. And if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that I've been living in Dubai for a long time, for 12 years. And it happened maybe once or twice a year that the temperatures would go below 20 in Dubai. And when that happened, you know, people would bring out their winter jackets and their hats. And now, today, it went up to 17 degrees in Stockholm, and whole Stockholm was celebrating because, yeah, we had a long winter and spring, and it's been quite cold all the way until today, actually. So, and tomorrow, I really look forward to tomorrow because it says that the temperature will go up to, maybe even 20 degrees. So when I lived in Dubai, 20 degrees was cold. But when I live in Stockholm, after a long winter, 20 degrees is actually quite warm. And you might hear some birds in the background. And that's because I'm sitting outside enjoying this warm Swedish spring day. So one of my favorite thinkers and teachers is a guy called Jim Rohn. And maybe you heard of him. He's a famous personal development guy, written a lot of books and done a lot of seminars. And if you go to YouTube, you can find a lot with Jim Rohn, and I recommend you to do that. He's a really inspiring, motivational speaker. It's actually Tony Robbins, you probably heard of. He's another teacher and coach, one of the most famous ones right at this point in time. His first teacher was actually Jim Rohn. He worked for Jim Rohn when he was 17. And Jim Rohn has this nice quote. This life and business is like the changing seasons. You cannot change the seasons, but you can change yourself. Therein lies the opportunity to live an extraordinary life. The opportunity to change yourself. So in Sweden, I had the opportunity to once again experience the seasons. And it's beautiful. You have the autumn, you have the winter, you have the spring and the summer. And they all have different things that you can appreciate and enjoy. Like the autumn days, these beautiful days when all the colors of the leaves are shifting. It's really, really beautiful. And then also we had some amazing winter days when it was, you know, me and my wife, we went for a walk on the ice on the lake, the same lake where I go swimming in the summer. You actually stand in the middle of the lake, and it's a really nice sensation. And in business and life, it can be like this as well. We have the different seasons. Sometimes it's spring, and sometimes it's summer. And sometimes it's dark, it's winter, it's cold, it's tough times. And there's not that much we can do about that. So we had to learn to take control of ourselves and what we can focus on. And during the last couple of months, I've done a lot of keynotes for unemployed people. And one of the models that I always share, even when I've done a series of trainings, and some people have listened several times, I always share this model that there are things that are inside of your control, there are things that you can influence, and there are things that are outside of your control. Same like the seasons, sometimes it's tough times. Now it's been a year of a pandemic all over the world. COVID-19 has affected all of us in some way. And for many it's been extremely tough. And that's how it is. This is many times things that are outside of our control. So we need to learn to let go of those and focus on what we can do something about, what we can influence. So, for example, a lot of people have been worried about COVID, worried about catching COVID. And the way I see it is there's two options. Either you have COVID or you don't have COVID. And if you don't have COVID, you can do, you should do everything in your powers to strengthen your immune system. That is, eat healthy, let go of worry, meditate, exercise, do breathing exercises, eat all those vitamin supplements. We eat vitamin D and vitamin C. You can also take zinc and magnesium. So everything you can do to strengthen your immune system, you should do. Learn about your immune system. Google the about the immune system. If you listen to my interview with this English guy that I interviewed, his name is Patrick Holford. We had a really nice discussion about C vitamin. If you haven't listened to that episode, I recommend you to go back to that episode, because he shares a lot of wisdom on how we can strengthen our immune system. So COVID is outside our control, but our immune system we can actually influence. Same thing, if you get COVID, there are things that you can do. And one is to take a lot of C vitamin, for example. So have C vitamin pills at home, D and D vitamin. Patrick Holford gives a whole protocol that if you get COVID, boost your system with C vitamin every hour. So if you listen to that episode, you can learn more about this protocol. So, focus on what you can control and focus on what you can influence. And this has been the same for me this year. In Dubai, I, as you may know, I had a business that was mainly about people meeting. I was doing events, I was doing keynotes, different speaking gigs, and I was doing team buildings. Many times in nature, I was taking out groups in the desert or to the beach and do fun activities on the beach and in the desert. All of this was people meeting. So when COVID started to spread around the world, Dubai decided to do a lockdown, which forced us to be inside. So we could not meet at all. We were basically locked up for a month or two. And that's not so good if you have a business that depends on people meeting. So for a while, I was a little bit upset about this. But again, one of the things that I've been sharing to these unemployed people that I've been doing keynotes for is, it's okay to be upset, but how long should you be upset? Okay, I was sitting for 2 months in my apartment, me and my wife, we couldn't go out. How long should I be upset? Like 1 day or 1 week or 2 months or 1 hour? So I think it's okay to be upset, but not for 2 months. So be upset, get the anger out of your system, and then go back to focusing on what you can control and what you can influence. And this is what I did last year. After some time, I realized, okay, I cannot do anything about the situation, so what can I do? So I started to change my business to a more digital business, something that I've been working on anyway that I think is quite interesting. But I focused a lot on my podcast. I had some amazing guests on the podcast, like some top names in the speaking and coaching industry, for example. A guy like Kjellén Hager, who is quite famous here in Sweden. I got the interview with him because of COVID, basically. So that was a good thing from that time. And then when I came back to Sweden, we decided to move back to Sweden last year. Again, there was a lot of things outside our control. And learning to practice this in everyday life, letting go of the things that are outside our control, going back to focusing on what can I control, what can I influence. So I tried many different businesses in August, September, October, November. I tried many different things, basically fishing. So when you talk about seasons, this is the time when you sow. So you put out as many seeds as possible, and hopefully some of it will bear fruit. And now some of those seeds that I started to with last autumn are now bearing fruit. So I have now many things that I'm doing because of this. So if it's tough times for you, just keep seeding your fields. Keep being active, doing activities every day, letting go of the worry and take daily action. That's the way to change. Another Jim Rohn quote that I really like is, I grew up in sailing, and Jim Rohn says, it's not the set of the sails, not the direction of the wind. No, it is the set of the sails, not the direction of the wind, that determines which way we will go. Jim Rohn. So sometimes it's stormy, the wind is against you, And yeah, it's really, really bad weather. But you can change the sails and you can still keep going. And if you know anything about sailing, you know that you can even sail against the wind, but not straight. So you need to tack 45 degrees and then tack, and eventually you get to your destination. Sailing against the wind is not always, it's not so pleasant actually. You want to sail with the wind most of the time. But sometimes when you want to reach really far to a far destination, you need to tack. You need to go against the wind, because sometimes the wind will not blow your way. And then, yeah, you need to push yourself a little bit harder. So just change the setting of the sails and keep going. And yeah, now we're sitting here and spring is in the air. The birds are singing and we're looking forward to a beautiful summer here in Sweden, because for me the Swedish summer is the best. I don't want to be anywhere else actually in the summer, because I love Sweden, especially in the summer. It's just beautiful and so much nature. So that's what I will enjoy. And for you out there, if you have a tough time, remember, just change the setting of the sails, keep going, take daily action, let go of the things outside of your control, let go of worry, focusing on where you want to go, and small action steps every day, and eventually you'll reach your destination. Thank you so much for listening to the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast. As always, you can find more information on YouTube by searching Strategic Tech Coaching, or go to the website Strategic Tech Coaching. Also follow the journey on Instagram, Strategic Tech Coaching. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast with your host, Oscar Andermo. We'll catch you next time.